welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of the Mile High Real Estate Spotlight Podcast. And I'm Brian Arnold, your host, and I'm so excited today. And I say that almost every single show, right? Because I just have some amazing guests. And the guests that I have and the people that I'm able to work with just make this show so much fun. It makes it, enjoyable, for me to be able to go here. And we're going to be able to do a double dip on this one. We're going to also put it on the Black Wealth Experience Podcast. Nice. So we're going to be able to put this on both podcasts, which I love to do every single chance that I get to be able to do that. And so today, when you think about success, leaving clues, and folks that are making it in the business, who are doing a good job, who are doing what's right for clients, doing what's right for the community, making sure that people are taken care of, that's what exemplifies what's happening today with Carol Reed. And what's so exciting is, She isn't one of these folks that have been in the business for 30 or 40 years and, has cut their teeth on all the different changes that have happened and the craziness that I remember in 2008, that she got to miss some of that. But when she came in, she had a goal in mind. And the goal that she had in mind was to make sure that she takes care of the people that she's working with, which is super important. And to the point where she got so good so fast that she decided to open up her own shop. And I'm going to let her talk a little bit about that as we go forward. And the reason was is so that she could help her folks even more. And so that just makes it so exciting that we're able to do that and able to, or she was able to do that and then making a difference. And so she's celebrating 1 year and, on the broker side of things, and I'll let her explain what that is. And so, Carol, thank you for being on today. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to be on this podcast with us today. And maybe you can start out just telling people how to get a hold of you first. And sure. Maybe a little bit about your story, where you came from and how you got to where you're at. Now, I will let you tell your story from as far back as you want to go.
All right. It's far.
You can do that, or you can just start where you talked about real estate. But I have some people like, hey, I was born in wherever they were born, so you'll be able to do that. But first, tell us, how do we get a hold of you?
Yeah, so thank you. I do want to express my gratitude to you, Brian, for having me on your show. I think you do a tremendous job, and I appreciate being a part of that and having the opportunity to be here today and to give my story. So the first way to get a hold of me is just by phone number. So 720-231-9034 is my personal cell phone number. You can also find me in both Instagram and Facebook social medias under Carol Reed. And unfortunately, my name is not the easiest to spell, so beware. There's two R's in there, and then Reed is spelled R-H-E-A-D. I'm also very good at answering emails, so carol@mondowest.com. That's the best way to reach me.
All right, perfect. And we'll make sure we put that on the screen for everybody as well. So it's a little bit different than the normal spelling, how people would think of it in the
room. Yeah.
But that just makes you more special. So
that's what I like to think anyway.
Yeah. Well, perfect. Well, tell us a little bit about how you got started or
sure. That's
your story.
Well, I'm a Denver native. I grew up in Park Hill, and then my family moved out near Parker. I went to school at Smoky Hill High School back in the day. I was lucky enough to go to college then in San Diego. I graduated from UC San Diego with an undergraduate degree in economics. And then I went on to San Diego State and got a graduate degree in business.
All right. So
I actually started my career in the biotech boom in San Diego way back in the 90s, worked my way up the corporate ladder, and also finally found my way back home to Denver. It's always been home. Nothing really compares. Even San Diego does not compare to Denver. The majority of my career really was spent in quality assurance for a pharmaceutical company. And as the years passed, I knew I wanted to do a lot more for myself and for my community. And I decided about 6 years ago to cut off those golden handcuffs. You might actually call it a midlife crisis to just quit my well-paying, stable job and jump headfirst into self-employment in a completely different industry. But honestly, staying in the environment where I was just a cog in the machine, it really was the crisis. And I've never looked back since. Really, the blessings that have come to me and my family since becoming a realtor are beyond words. And I'm so grateful because every morning I get to wake up and hope that I make a positive difference in the life of someone else, not only in their life, but in their wealth. And not many people can say that. So.
That is so, so cool. I love some of the things that you're telling me too, because, you know, I grew up here in Colorado as well. I went to Cherry Creek.
Yeah, I know.
you know, just seeing the, you know, Smoky Hill was only a few years old when I was graduating. But then I was able to go out to California. And so I actually in the 90s taught at San Diego State.
No
so,
way.
So I did UC Riverside. I was in the LA area. So I did UC Riverside, Cal State San Bernardino. I taught adjunct over at San Diego State. And then I went over to Azusa Pacific University and taught there.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, what were you teaching?
I was teaching educational technology educational computing. I ended up being in charge of their master's program in educational technology, which is basically teaching teachers how to use, at that point, technology in their classrooms. So we had stuff like overhead projectors. We never got computers. But the internet really didn't happen until the late 90s.
Great. And
so when I was teaching like web design, there was only like 2,000 websites in the entire world that we were trying to do coding and stuff. It took graduate class, like a whole semester to do, you know, some of those things. So I was able to be in that computer world where, you know, teaching some teachers how to use a VCR. But it's just so neat that you came from that biotech industry. You came from, you know, an industry that typically doesn't deal a lot with people, right? You weren't people facing, customer service facing. And I can tell your gifting is really with, you know, how you do with people and that kind of stuff. So I could see there not being a, I love this bio stuff to death. Like it's what I want to do until I die. Cause like you like people, right?
Well, I do. And the interesting thing is even though obviously within the biotech industry, your goal is helping the customers with a certain product or drug. But it just wasn't close enough to that end user that I wanted to be. And so now as a realtor, I mean, it's hands-on. It's not answering, you know, letters from, you know, customers or from suppliers. It's hands-on with customers. And that's one of the pieces that I love.
Well, tell us the difference between being the boss and then just being a real estate agent. What are some of the nuances or the things that you found yourself able to do as being, you know, owning the brokerage instead of just being a normal real estate agent?
You know, honestly, it took a while to get used to it. You know, even though I laugh and say that I was just a cog in the machine, it really brainwashes you over that career just to come in, put your head down, get what's in front of you taken care of. And it doesn't really challenge you to think outside the box. It really doesn't allow you the opportunity to develop your own goals and to go for those. You're working for somebody else's goals. So one of the things that I really appreciate about being a broker now and having my own brokerage is really taking that mentality of entrepreneurship, also couple that with leadership that I did learn as being in the corporate world. You know, there's nothing greater than being a coach or a mentor, helping folks strategize. Those are things that I love being an agent and a broker and having my own brokerage, being able to take those from beginning all the way to the very end and beyond.
Perfect. What would you say, like, because you've been, you know, obviously you're really very intelligent and you're smart and you're able to look at those fine line things. But what would you say is like your superpower around clients and customers? What makes you head above everybody else in that area?
Yeah. So, you know, I hate the cliche agent that says, oh, I love helping people. But man, that's really true. And one of the pieces about helping people that I appreciate is that no day is ever the same. Every client is different. Every need is different. So I feel like my superpower is really listening, being able to empathize, and then again, strategize to help them get to the goals that they want. It's very exciting to me to have gratitude all throughout the process, not just at the end when you close. I like finding clients. I like figuring out what their needs are, how I can actually surpass what their expectations are, and really make every transaction as pleasurable and enjoyable and you know, them being gratitude filled throughout the entire process to the end. I think that is that's what brings me joy, and I hope that that then translates as being my superpower.
Oh, I love that. I love that. What would you say now? So we're in this, you know, right now as we're recording this, and I'm not sure when people will listen to it, but we're kind of in this transition where the market doesn't really know what to do. You know, here in the Denver metro area, we have, you know, housing prices haven't dropped. Interest rates haven't super dropped. But people, you know, and there's not a ton of inventory. You know, what would you say about what you believe is going to happen or where you see it moving towards, or, you know, how do we deal with the market that we're in?
Yeah. And my first piece of advice is to find a trusted advisor, a realtor to work with, someone that can really understand the marketplace, understand what your needs are as a client, and then help mesh those two together. All hope is not lost just because our interest rates are high or because the affordability seems, you know, outlandish here in Colorado. There are still homes to be had, and it really is working with a professional that can help you get into that house, whatever it might be. I think one of the important things too, working with a professional, is they'll help set your expectations in the right level. I know oftentimes people get discouraged because they think, oh, I'll never be able to afford the perfect house. And it doesn't have to be the perfect house. It just has to be a good house to get into that you can start building your own wealth, your own equity, and take that forward. So not getting discouraged, understanding that patience is key. And as long as you are willing to go the distance with your advisor, with your realtor, you can get into this market. And it's not as hard as people are making it seem.
Gotcha. What would you say to the person? Because we talk a lot about like first-time home buyers a lot on the show, mm-hmm. We talk about people, but sometimes we don't talk enough about people who are looking for that dream home, people who are looking for that last home. I know I'm in the midst of my in-laws who are moving from Rancho Cucamonga to here. And, you know, I do reverse mortgages, so we're going to do a reverse mortgage on the property, but this may be the last house that they have. How do you help somebody kind of filter out what it is that they truly want when it is that, you know, that dream house? Or did they just come with the list? This is what I want. And you got to go find it. How does that work for those folks that are really looking for, you know, that maybe second or third or the house of their dreams that they're going to live in for the rest of their life?
Yeah, and it's interesting because I don't think that the seniors or the folks that are at the tail end of their home buying journey are really all that different from the folks at the beginning. It's really looking at what are the expectations. I think when you're towards the end, you still need to consider, okay, are there concerns that I need to be aware of as far as how long you want to remain in the home? If you are talking about perhaps an individual or a couple and they're towards the mature side and they're looking at staying in their home as long as possible, is that home set up to help them age in place? So those are some concerns that I think need to be explored.
I've got relatives right now that are looking at trying to decide if aging in place is the right thing, or if, you know, actually having some further assistance from a facility would be helpful. But having family that can help make those decisions, having a realtor that can help you examine what are those options, there's some fantastic options out there nowadays that didn't used to exist for seniors. So I think it's really a great way, for people to stay in the market and still continue to take use of the equity that's built up in their homes. Something else is we're seeing a huge trend towards multi-generational housing. So if there are family members that can help take care of others, whether it's, a parent or even, on the other side, children and grandchildren, they're making many more homes now that are well suited for being able to have multiple generations located in the same place and really continue the wealth of the family.
That works. What about like investment properties? Are you, when you help somebody with an investment property, what makes the difference in how you do real estate, like how you show a property or how you, think about, some of the things that are in there? Like, maybe is it closer to something? What are some of the things that you look at when you're talking about investment property?
Sure, you need to really understand from that investor standpoint what the return on investment they're looking to gain. Are they looking to hold on to it? Again, talking about duration, are they going to only hold on to it for a quick flip? They're going to do renovations, turn it around, or is it something that they might be holding for a longer term investment and use for a rental property for that passive income to come in? So really understanding what that investor's expectations and goals are then dictates how we help them look for that property.
Well, that makes total sense on that whole. So the whole gamut of first-time home buyer to investor to, final possible home that you have. What would you say? I know you do it all and you do a very good job at all, but is there anything that you like to specialize in or that's your favorite or that you guys have kind of cut a niche out in?
We have not cut a niche in any particular area. We are all very well versed in the Colorado Front Range from Colorado Springs all the way up to Fort Collins. We've also been able to help folks with second homes in the mountains as well as investment properties in the mountains. So very well, versed and comfortable throughout the Colorado area. I like to say that there is no bad area. Every neighborhood has something to offer someone. So I really pride myself on being familiar with the neighborhoods. I've helped a number of folks who have relocated from other states into Colorado. I actually have a couple that are flying in this weekend from Nevada that I'll be giving the home tour too, so to speak. And I actually love that just because I did grow up here and seeing the changes that have occurred and knowing the transition, the transformation that's occurred. I find myself very excited and proud to showcase that to others.
Oh, that's great. That's cool. Maybe, because we're kind of running down on time, but maybe, in 6 months or so, we'll bring a client on. Maybe this Nevada couple would love to come on and talk about, what they've done. So if you're willing to do that, we'd love for you to be able to.
Sure. I'll ask.
Tell us again how to get a hold of you one more time.
Yes. So best way is phone number, call, text, Carol. And it's 720-231-9034 is the phone number. Email is Carol, C-A-R-R-O-L, at MondoWest.com is the email that I'm just a click away.
Oh, perfect. Do you have any closing thoughts that you would love to share with anybody who's listening today?
I think my closing thoughts are really in the marketplace itself. I know there's a lot of talk recently about commissions changing. There's a huge National Association of Realtors settlement that is pending. It's likely going to become effective in the middle of June and towards July. So there's some changes that are occurring on the back end for realtors. But my message to clients and to the industry out there is it's really business as usual for us. We've always worked as hard as we could to get our clients into homes that are going to build wealth for them. And that's not going to change. So how realtors are getting paid That's something that we'll be working through in the next few months. But our mission remains the same. Our goal is going to be to make sure our clients have the best possible representation as possible. And that's certainly from myself and my brokerage, and I know many of my colleagues as well.
Wow, that is so neat. And you know, as you can tell, and talking to Carol, that she knows her stuff. She knows how to, you know, what she can do to help folks. She is just a phone call away. And, you know, Carol, as I say in all of my shows, is one for folks that haven't jumped into this world is you can do this. You know, this is whether it is a first time home or it's a second home or it's a real mountain property, whatever it is, you can do this. You deserve this. We live in a country that allows us to create wealth through our homes. You know, and last part is let us help you. You know, whether it's me as a lender or Carol's real estate agent, don't try to do this on your own. You know, having a person who can walk away, who does this all the time, you know, and walk around and walk you through that process is so vitally important. And during the next few months, you might see, you know, a lot of these like the Zillows or, you know, Open Doors or these places that, you know, have people try to do it all by themselves. And I can promise you the AI and the computer that is trying to find stuff for you will never replace what a human can do. Because a human can actually figure out and look at you, especially somebody like Carol, exactly what you want, exactly what you need, and where that's at. And so,
Absolutely.
So it's so important that happens, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's interesting because, you know, along that same line of AI helping out and perhaps some of those trends that we see from the online platforms, that is still not the biggest hiccup, I think, for people. I think people are just afraid and don't know how to put that next step in the journey forward. Overwhelmingly, what I hear from my clients who are first-time home buyers, their number one regret is that they didn't buy yesterday. And that's always the case. And so it's only going to get more expensive. It's only going to become more challenging. It really is just got to take that step. Make sure you're holding hands with the professionals that are going to help you get it in the right place for you and your family.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Carol. Thank you for being on. We will have you back on. We'll bring those clients on. It has been a pleasure and a joy to be with you.
Oh, thank you.
Like I said, thank you for being on another episode of the Mile High Real Estate Spotlight Podcast. Look forward to talking to you on the next one. This is Brian Arnold, and if you are listening to this part, you've just watched one of our episodes of the Mile High Real Estate Spotlight, where we've just talked to one of the best of the best. And I want to thank whichever guest that was here. They are phenomenal. They are amazing. They are the top of the top, the best of the best that are in our industry that are here with us today. And so I encourage you to please, please call them, pick their brains. They work for you. They enjoy working for you. They are incredibly good at it. And so I want to make sure that you give them a call. So whoever you listen to, whichever one you saw that you were there, please do that. The other thing is everyone deserves a home. Everyone deserves a home. I say that at the end of my show, you deserve it. Let us help you do it. My goal is to make sure that we see home ownership. It just sickens me to see apartment complexes continue to go up because I know those are people who haven't been able to make the call or figure out a plan. So let us help put that plan together for you. I have some websites that allow you to do that, and I'll put those in the bottom, but please do. I am a lender. I do work in the lending space. If you do not already have somebody who's pre-qualified you, I would love to be able to have that opportunity to earn your business and qualify you. My number is 720-682-2223. That's 720-682-2223. Give me a call anytime, and I would love to be able to help you with that. We also do living trust. And so when we think about an estate to try to avoid probate and make sure that doesn't happen. So whether it's you, if you own a home and you should have a living trust. And I will say that everyone, not just deserves it. Everyone needs a living trust if they own a home. And then finally, just wanted to thank you for watching these episodes. And so please tune in to more. Would love for you to see and be able to shop around. So thank you for doing that. Again, I want to make sure that you know that you can do this. You deserve this. and let us help you make it happen. You guys have an awesome, wonderful, awestruck, incredible day today.